Really? Really, Nancy? Really, Lou? Really, David? Really? Really? I wonder how many of us have had a friend or a loved one or a significant other challenge us with that question. Really? It packs a bit of punch for just a small little two-syllable word, doesn't it? Really? It packs a wallop of judgment, a wallop of condemnation. And yet, for as strong as that one word, question, challenge, condemnation is, it's not without its nuance. Now, I've seen it used in my own life in two particular ways. I'm going to share these stories with you. I want you to bear in mind, lest you think less of me as a pastor, a person, a Christian, that these are purely hypothetical. Purely hypothetical. So, hypothetical situation number one, I hypothetically take Mondays off. My wife will leave me on the couch at about 8:30 a.m., and I will be sitting there playing Xbox. Hypothetically, I'll be playing Skyrim. I have a pretty good character going on that. And my wife will return at about 6:30 at night. Purely hypothetically, maybe I have not thought about dinner yet. Maybe I have not moved from the couch. Maybe there's some question as to whether or not I've actually brushed my teeth today. Hypothetically. And my wife walks in the door and she says, "Really, Tom? Really?" Now, when she says "really" in that context, what she's saying is, "You're doing that," emphasis on the "that." She's calling it a judgment, calling into condemnation the action or activity that I'm doing. "You're going to sit there like a bump on a log while I'm off at work. You're not even going to make dinner? Really?" She's calling into question my behavior in those situations, hypothetically. And then now there's another hypothetical situation that occurs in my life, hypothetically, and that is, in my household, there's a pretty strict division of labor wherein I hate grocery shopping, and so my wife takes care of all the grocery shopping. And my wife hates doing dishes, so I do all the dishes. But sometimes, because schedules are what they are and life gets crazy, sometimes I get asked to go to the grocery store. And hypothetically, in those moments, I whine, and I whine hard, because I hate grocery shopping. And in those moments, my wife says to me, "Really, Tom? Really?" And in those moments, that phrase "really" is less a condemnation of what I'm doing, and she's more calling into question my right to be doing what I'm doing. What right do I have to complain about going shopping when I haven't been in 2 years? What right do I have to complain? What right do I have to put on a hair shirt and pretend to be a martyr when she goes shopping 2 times a week? So that's the second nuance of that phrase "really." There's sometimes you use it and you're calling into question someone's right to be doing what they're doing. Now that is a very important distinction for us this morning, because today's reading from Amos, what it amounts to at the end of the day, it's a prophetic "really." Amos is saying to the people of Israel, "Really? You are going to worship God? Really, you are going to sing hymns about justice to God? Really, you're going to recite prayers? You Israelites? You who love injustice? You who oppress the poor? You who turn your backs on the needy on a regular basis? Really, you are going to be worshiping God today?" So in this passage, Amos is drawing for us a connection between what we do here on Sunday and what we do the rest of the week. He seems to be suggesting to us that if we don't walk the walk from Monday to Saturday, when we show up here on Sunday and we say our little prayers and we say several versions of the Lord's Prayer and we sing nice songs, God doesn't care too much about our talk on Sunday if it has no relation to our life Monday through Saturday. In fact, the scripture goes so far as to say God hates it when we live in that hypocrisy. Really? You're going to worship God? That was a live question. That was a real question for the Israelites in Amos' time, and that's 3,000 years ago. And that is still a live question for us today. And I think it's a question that we, as a community of people who seek to follow Jesus, we need to return to that question on a regular or weekly basis almost. Really? Should I be showing up to worship this week? Because the aim is the context of worship is a life well lived. And if not a life well lived, at least a life that you're attempting to live well in. And minus that, your worship is utterly, utterly meaningless. So our goal in returning to this question week after week, asking of ourselves, really? Should I be here in church this week? Really? The goal of that is not to feel bad about yourself. It's not to feel guilty. It's not to, you know, flagellate yourself. Is that the word? It's not the goal. The goal is not about guilt. The goal of asking ourselves that question is transformation. The goal is that we would be open to God molding us more and more into God's image, that we can better and better walk in the footsteps of Jesus. The goal of asking ourselves that question is that when we hear it read in the scripture passage, when we hear Amos say to us, really, we can answer without hesitation and with integrity, we can say, yes, yes, really. Amen.